We are very fortunate to be here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have the opportunity to engage in devotional service, serving Sisi Gonitaya Krishna Param, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar and the Vaishnavas. And we have the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day and also about the different great personalities. So Srila Prabhupada, he has presented the books of the previous acharyas for our benefit. So we are so much indebted to Srila Prabhupada, and by his mercy only we are able to understand to some extent these great personalities. Like today we are observing the Divine Appearance Day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the father of Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sas Thakur. So his father was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and of course he was practically also his spiritual guide, his instructor. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so he instructed him to take shelter and initiation from Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj. Although he wanted to take initiation from his father, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very wisely seeing time, place and circumstances, told him no, otherwise others will follow. And as we know, in India, even in Vrindavan, in many places, in Orissa or Puri or Mayapur, that the father is there and then he's giving initiation to his son and he's giving to his son. And in this way they have some kind of parampara, which may not be completely pure and transcendental because of the lack of the qualification. But not all of them. Still there are some great personalities which are there in this family lineage. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to establish that we should have the pure transcendental knowledge coming in this parampara, and even there he was emphasizing more the shiksha, the line of accepting the spiritual master as a shiksha guru also, and the previous acharyas, rather than simply accepting the diksha parampara. So we may see that the diksha guru of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, as is mentioned in our book, the Bhagavad Gita from Srila Prabhupada. There we have the Guru Parampara mentioned, but it is more the Shiksha Parampara rather than the Diksha. So of course one must have a Diksha Guru in the proper Parampara. So his spiritual master Vipin Bihari Goswami was from the a line of Diksha Parampara from Janavama, the eternal consort of Nityananda Prabhu. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was actually also in this line, and it is valid up to this line, but giving even more importance to the Shiksha Parampara. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned in his writings more that he is following Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And following then, of course, Baladev Vidabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, and then especially the six Goswamis, and then Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda Roy. So we are going to discuss about both Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Haridas Thakur. Of course, we don't have so much time to speak so much about these great personalities. And this year, both of them are observed on the same day. Usually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day is on the Trayodashi Tithi. And Haridas Thakur's disappearance day is on the Chaturdashi Tithi, according to the lunar calendar. So the sun and the moon rise and the setting is there, that is known as a Tithi. So Trayodashi Tithi is the 13th day of the lunar phase, and it is two pakshas are there, Krishna Paksha and Gaura Paksha, from Punima Tithi, from full moon day, to Amavasya, that is known as Krishna Paksha, to the new moon day. Sisi Gonita Krishna Radha Shama Sundar Ki Jai. And then from the Amavasya to Purnima Titi, new moon to full moon, again 15 days. That is known as Gaurav Krishna Shukla Paksha. So the bright fortnight. And yesterday we observed the Vamana Dvadashi. But the titis were overlapping actually, because Ekadashi titi, first of all, that became Ma Dvadashi. And then the next day was still also in the morning Ma Dvadashi. So we observed Ma Dvadashi yesterday. But the main part of the Trayodashi was actually yesterday, which is the appearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But it was not touching any sunrise. So therefore it is known as Trayodashi Kshay. It is not seen in our daily solar calendar, because it started after sunrise and it finishes before the sunrise of the next day. So therefore it is not counted. So the Trayodashi Titi. But the main part was actually yesterday. But because it is touching, it touched today's Brahma Muhurta, so it is observed today. So this is just some technical thing for your understanding. According to the Surya Siddhanta of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, who was a great astrologer. And the two Vidhis, one is Smarta Vidhi and Vaishnava Vidhi. One, we follow Vaishnava Vidhi. According to Bhaktisiddhanta, the previous acharyas, especially Sanatana Goswami. Whereas the Smarta, they would observe yesterday, because the main part of the Trayodashi was yesterday. But we observe today because it touched the Brahma Muhurta of today, the Trayodashi. So, yes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as we know, of course, a pure Vaishnav, Gaur Priyajan, very dear associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nama Bhaktivinodaya Satchinananda Namine. So his name was Satchinananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Satchinananda, completely transcendental. Like Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchinananda Vigraha. So Krishna is completely transcendental, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the pure devotee is also completely transcendental. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Srila Prabhupada, they are established in their swarup, in their eternal relationship, in their spiritual form, in Golila and Krishna Lila, and at the same time here also. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared in this world, it doesn't mean that he left Navadvip or Golok Vrindavan to come here. No. The eternal Swarup is always there in Gaur Lila and Krishna Lila. So it's there in Gaur Lila always serving. Pratashimam Navadi Pedrinitam Divinam Gurum Varabaya Pranjansam Smarit Tannama Purvakam. These great personalities are there in Gaur Lila. In Shetadip Navadip, in the highest spiritual planet known as Krishna Loka, which is divided in four parts. Dwarka Matra, and then Chetadip Navadvip, and then Braj Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan. So it's there in Chetadip Navadvip, eternally serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. And similarly, he's there in Krishna Lila, in Golok, serving Sisi Radha and Krishna, and all the gopis. And even he has revealed his name in one of his songs, he has three main song books which are there, Sharanagati. So surrender to Krishna, taking shelter, Sharanagati, coming in the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna. And there are six symptoms of surrender, as explained by Sanatana Goswami in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Anukalyasa sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam rakshisvisvaso guptite varanam tata atmanikshepa karpanya sarvidam saranagati. The six symptoms of saranagati, of surrender, are there, taking shelter are there, accepting what is favorable. Anukalyasa sankalpa, rejecting what is unfavorable. And then always having full faith that Krishna will give us protection in any circumstances. Accepting the Supreme Lord, Gopritve Varanam Tatha, Varanam, accept Him, that the Supreme Lord is just like our father and mother. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranam, Pranadam, is the Lord of our life. Is like our father and mother, supplying whatever we need. Spiritually speaking, even materially speaking, if you have some needs, everything is supplied by Krishna. Atmanikshepa, and then so is fully taking shelter with body, mind and words. Taking shelter of Krishna. And then Karpanya, with all humility, as Mahaprabhu has told, Trinadapi Sunichina Tororapi Sahishnana Amanina Amanina Kirtaniya Sadahari. So in this first book, Sharanagati, so he has so many beautiful songs, and they are practically divided in these six categories of Sharanagati, of taking shelter. What is favorable, what is unfavorable? Taking shelter of Krishna, who will protect us always. And Atmanivedanam songs regarding that, and also humility, expressions of humility in his songs. Very important book, and Prabhupada, he has, of course, also through his disciples, so this book has been published also. And another book which is known as Gita Mala. Mala means, as we know, garland. Gita, of many beautiful songs in glorification of Mahaprabhu, the Vaishnavas, Mahaprabhu, and Sisi Radha and Krishna. And then Kalyan Kalpataru. Kalpataru, the wish-fulfilling tree. And like in Vrindavan, in Braj Vrindavan, in the spiritual realm, all the trees, they are wish-fulfilling trees. You can get whatever you want from these trees. If it's a mango tree, any tree, you can get whatever food you want. You can get some jewels also. And they are fulfilling all desires. So that is for the greatest benefit of us. Kalyan, for the spiritual welfare of us, he has given this book, which is maybe less well-known, but which is very important and very useful for those who want to progress more and more. So in that book he has actually revealed his spiritual identity. See, he's such an Ananda Sarup in Golok Vrindavan as Kamala Manjari. Under the shelter of Sri Rupa Manjari and under the shelter of Sri Lalita Devi. So as we know, the Manjaris are a little younger than the gopis, than Srimati Radharani. But especially those following Sri Rupa Manjari, they are most fortunate and most intimate servants, Palyadasi of Srimati Radharani. And that he has described in his songs, very beautiful songs, very important. And for our benefit. Of course, first of all, we have to be very much fixed in performing our sadhana of Vaidhi Bhakti, following the rules and regulations as given by the Acharyas, especially Rupa Goswami, then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and then, of course, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his books. So he's known as the seventh Goswami, Saptam Goswami, after the six Goswamis, because he has written so many books. It is mentioned about 100 books he has published, all very wonderful and very important. The song books, so he has given a few books which are very precious, like precious jewels. And you can get so much transcendental knowledge, and very systematically has explained about the different levels of devotional service, from Shraddha to Prem. and the various types of devotional service. Even, for example, in Jiva Dharma, he has explained about the different other religions and even accepted them. So broad-minded, a pure Vaishnav, he accepted all the religion, but he's then step by step showing which one is higher and higher and higher, culminating in the Sanatan Dharma, Vaishnav Dharma, Jiva Dharma, Jaiva Dharma, Jivka Dharma, the actual Dharma religion for the living entity. A very, very beautiful book, Jaiva Dharma. And so he has explained about the Christian religion, the Muslim religion, and even in India so many different kinds of religions are there. And he has explained all of them very nicely. And then, but he is emphasizing, of course, then the Vaishnav, the Sanatan Dharma, and even there, the different branches are there, and those worshipping Vishnu, or Narayan, or Ramchandra, and then finally, and respecting all of them, but then explaining which one is actually most superior. And that is ultimately, with all humility, the worship of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sisi Radha and Krishna. That is the highest realm, Shetadip Navadvip and Golok Vrindavan. So that he has revealed in this book. And then as he's going into the Vaishnava Dharma and especially worshipping Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, he has explained that the different stages of bhakti, sanana bhakti, and then Raghunuga Bhakti, then Bhav Bhakti, and then even the different levels coming to Prema Bhakti. Everything nicely explained. And even about Nam Tattva, the three chapters about Krishna Nam. First of all, the almost two chapters, they're actually about the first stage of chanting the holy names, Aparadha Nam. So, because that is not so easy to cross. Chanting the holy names, but with still some offenses, which ultimately have to be avoided. And then he's explaining about Nabhas, the clearing stage. When one is chanting very nicely, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And without committing any offenses. And then one can actually feel the presence of Krishna by chanting the Maha Mantra. One may not be able to see Krishna, but feel the presence of Krishna. And the mind will be fixed, the senses will be absorbed in simply speaking the Maha Mantra and hearing the Maha Mantra. And then Nam Ruchi will be there, transcendental taste will be there. And then of course, after that one may come eventually to the platform of Shuddhanam, chanting the pure name. On that platform Krishna himself will reveal himself. On the platform of Namabhas, the devotee may sometimes endeavor to remember Krishna or Mahaprabhu while chanting, at least sometimes. Because Krishna and Krishna Nam are non-different. So while chanting we should remember Krishna. Therefore we take darshan every day, morning, noontime and evening. So sometimes you may remember Krishna, Krishna Swarup. Krishna is a person, he has a form, beautiful form, Tribhang Lalit Shyama Sundar, holding the flute. So we should remember Krishna when we are chanting Hare Krishna. We are not wanting to enter into the Brahma Jyoti. Like the Mayavadis, they are meditating Brahma Jyoti, not thinking of everyone. So while chanting Hare Krishna, we should be actually thinking of Krishna. So on the platform of Namabhas, the devotee can sometimes think of Krishna, his beautiful form. And because he has heard Krishna Lila or Gaur Lila, then he can sometimes remember some of the pastimes places in Gaur Dham and in Braj Dham. And so remembering Krishna meaning also remembering Mahaprabhu. Because without remembering Mahaprabhu, you cannot fully actually become absorbed in Krishna Leela. First you have to do Guru Puja, worship the spiritual master, remember him. Even while chanting, we should be indebted to the spiritual master, pray to him, so we can nicely chant Hare Krishna. Also we are going to talk something about Namacharya, Haridas Thakur, who was chanting 3 lakhs of names. 3 times 64 rounds. So 16, as Prabhupada used to say, 16 is the minimum. Any time at the time of initiation, he was only giving one instruction. You chant 16 rounds. Minimum. Minimum means minimum, right? Means you should chant more sometimes. Like on Ekadashi, or maybe on Janmashtami, on Gopunima, or today, because it is Haridas Thakur's disappearance day also, we are observing. And he was setting the example of chanting more. Of course, 3 times 64, Hare Krishna, that is not for us. Even we may try 64, but that is also not easy. So at least we try to chant more than 16 today. Maybe as Prabhupada used to say, like book distribution. Distribute books, and then even devotees were saying, double it, double it. So try to chant 2 times 16 today, okay? And actually by chanting more, and then you may get a taste, Nam Ruchi, and it becomes easy. If you're chanting Aparada Nam, you're looking 1 round, 2 rounds, looking at the watch, thinking of this and that, and then 16 rounds, shoo, finish, Jai Haribol for today. But if you chant Nam Ruchi, you're chanting constantly. And then 16 rounds, oh, it's already finished. Oh, now I have to do some other seva. And you have a little extra time, you take your bead bag, you chant more. 20, 24. And then easily 32, if you have Nam Ruchi. So chanting more helps to get a taste. Nam Ruchi. And then maybe by good fortune, sometimes one may even chant more than that. But anyhow, we have to do seva also, which is important. We not without seva bhav, seva vritti. So always we should be ready to do seva. That is the other, some they may only want to chant holy names. But that is not for the conditioned soul. So who are just beginning or who are like most of us. So, but we have to do seva also. And by serving nicely, but then trying to chant more than 16 rounds, and hearing regularly and seeing the deities, then we may be able to chant nicely and increase our chanting sometimes when we have time. Instead of talking prajalpa, did you hear what the devotee did? Did you hear about this and that? Or this problem, that problem? Of course that we may have to discuss, but keep it to a minimum. And chant more if you have extra time. Don't shoot the breeze. So, but chant more if you have more time. Don't waste any time. That is one of the higher platform of Bhavavastha. One symptom is not wasting one moment in unnecessary thinking, speaking and doing things. Control the mind and the senses. Don't eat too much. Don't sleep too much. Be regulated. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he was so regulated. And so amazing his schedule is there. It is mentioned also, he was hardly sleeping. He was not wasting one moment. So it is mentioned that he was, we'll start from the night time, sleeping. We know we're sleeping, so which we want to keep to a minimum. So he was only night time sleeping for 2 hours. And that is 8 o'clock in the evening till 10 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock at night, he was writing. From 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the morning, he was writing. Therefore, we have all these books before us. So, he was not writing for his friends at this time, or the devotees at that time. There were hardly any devotees. Of course, some devotees, but he didn't have actually disciples. Oh. Well, 1 or 2 he had. 2, actually, it is mentioned. So, but he was, of course, even writing for that time, but he was writing for us also. And therefore, Prabhupada, he gave some of his writings, and some of them that the Prabhupada's disciples have revealed, and they are really wonderful. Like Jaiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhajan Rahasya, the secrets of how to do proper bhajan, how to properly chant the holy names, and worship Krishna, another nectar book, in 8 chapters. Again, they're explaining the different levels from prem, from shraddha to prem, in each chapter. First chapter, shraddha. Second chapter, sadhu sangha. Third chapter, bhajana kriya. Fourth chapter, anatta nivritti. Fifth chapter, nishtha. And so on, up to prem. And giving many examples from the different scriptures, emphasizing these different levels and how we may then make advancement from one level to a higher level. So especially we have to try to cross anatta nivritti, all these unwanted things which may be there, so that we may have nishtha, be fixed, seva nishtha, nam nishtha, and then we may come to the platform of ruchi, seva ruchi, nam ruchi, and then we may progress more to the platform of asakti, when we become completely attached from Krishna and detached from this material world. And on that platform, so then the actual surup of the living entity may be revealed. So he was writing all these things in his books. And then from again at 4 o'clock, after writing for almost 6 hours, 4 o'clock in the morning, he was taking a little rest for half an hour. And then at 4:30 till 7 o'clock, for 2.5 hours, he was chanting japa. So the pure devotees, when they're chanting more fast. So definitely he must have chanted 32 rounds easily. So in this time, and then at 7 to 7:30, he was answering lectures, which people were asking him. And devotees or even in other things, for example, as we know, he was high court judge and he was magistrate also in many places, like in Jagannath Puri. He was the magistrate of Puri when he was staying in Puri. And so then he had so much correspondence and he was doing everything very fast. And then he was studying the scriptures from 7:30 to 9:30. And in morning at 9:30 he was taking his first meal. He was first taking bath and then he was taking prasad. Half a liter of milk, some fruits and 2 chapatis. That was all. And then he was going to the court from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock. 3 hours. And all the judges there, all the judges and the lawyers there, they were amazed. Because his intelligence, of course, was transcendental. So the judgments were transcendental. And all the cases that came, and sometimes the judge has to scratch his head. Now what shall I do in this situation? But he quickly, somebody brought the case, and the lawyer was there, and the opposing party was there giving their opinion. And he was, because he was in power, a pure devotee, he knew exactly what is right and wrong. In very few minutes, the cases were solved. Any case. So many cases he went through. I mean, the Indian cases, they need a few Bhaktivinoda Thakurs because they have so many cases pending always. And the judges are not devotees, so, you know, the judgment, it takes them time to make the judgment. But he was extremely efficient because he was a pure devotee. And everyone was amazed, the other judges, the lawyers, of how efficient he was. And then 1 to 2 he was taking, there was break time, he was refreshing himself at home. And then again from 2 to 5, court duties. And from 5 to 7 he was translating the different Vedic literatures from Sanskrit into Bengali. And of course some into English also. And again in the evening, 7 o'clock, he was taking bath. and he was taking again prasad, half a liter of milk, some rice and two chapatis. Hari Bol, Hari Krishna. And so that was his daily schedule. So very amazing. So it is mentioned he was actually, different opinions are there, but mostly it is mentioned that he appeared in the Nadia district in Bengal in a wealthy family, 1838. And he was, of course, as we know, he got married, and actually he had two wives. First he got married and he got maybe two or three children, and then his first wife died. And then he married again and he had six or seven more children, altogether like 10. And of course he was always very much embracing the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and studying the books and then he was praying to the Supreme Lord for help, so a ray of Vishnu, so Krishna, so empowered personality to help him. And then, as we know, by divine arrangement, Bhaktisiddhanta Sastaku Prabhupada, so he appeared in Jagannath Puri, and he named him then Bimla Prasad. So Bimla is a Devi in the Jagannath temple, and he named his son as Bimla Prasad, the mercy of Bimla Devi. Of course, the Mool Roop is Krishna, and the Mool Shakti Shrimati Rarani. So ultimately, of course, he is a maidservant of Shrimati Rarani, and so he is ultimately also praying for a devotee of Mahaprabhu, and of course a devotee of Shrimati Rarani. And then by divine arrangement, then Bimla Prasad was there, and very quickly, of course, it was evident to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that this is the personality I was praying for. And then, of course, his son, Bimla Prasad, helped him very much, and then, as explained, he wanted to take initiation from Bhaktivinoda, but he told him to take from Gorkishodas Babaji. And so he himself, although he took Diksha from Vipin Bihari Goswamis from the Janava Maha line, but then he took Shiksha from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was a well-known pure devotee, accepted in Navadvip and in Puri and in Braj as a pure devotee. So he took shelter of him, and therefore his name is mentioned there in our Guru Parampara. And so... So then, as we know, so many important contributions are there by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. First of all, his books, and then, of course, also he revealed the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was not clear where is the birthplace, the appearance place of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. But then he went there and he was doing research. And then, so he was actually living in Godrum Dweep. And Surabhi Kunj. The place is known as Surabhi Kunj. There is a song also, Surabhi Kunj. So, beautiful song about his place there and where he was living. And then nearby he had the place where he was actually practically having his office. Swananda Sukhada Kunj is there, where he was doing his bhajan also. And there, he established beautiful Gaur Gadadhar Deities. And actually he compiled one small stotram of 20 verses glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There he also glorified Gaur Gadadhar. Smara Gaura Gadadhara Kelikalam Bhava Gaura Gadarara Pakshachara Shinu Gaura Gadarara Charukata Bhajagodu Makanana Kunja Vedum Bhajagodu Makanana Kunja Vedum Baja Goduma Kanana Konja Bedum. So Baja, you worship Goduma Kanana in the garden of Godrum Dweep. Kunja Vidum, the moon of the Kunjas there, the moon that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Chandra, so who appeared on the full moon, day and night, as we know, Gopunima, Falgun, Purnima. So kindly worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then here, Smara Gaura Gadadara Keli Kalam, he's saying, Smara, remember, the Keli, the beautiful pastimes of Gaur Gadadhar, who are no different from Radha and Krishna. And then he's saying, so we belong to the Pakshadi, to the group of Gaur Gadadhar, and then Shinu Gaur Gadadhar, Charukata, and then we should hear about the very sweet pastimes of Gaur Gadadhar. So, a very beautiful temple is there, beautiful deities are there, where the samadhi is of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So they are there at the side, and a beautiful place. And there actually, one time in the early morning, he was chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then across the Jalangi River, the Ganges River is there, and then one branch is there, Jalangi River. Across of that is Mayapur Dam, Sri Mayapur, Antadvip, Mayapur. So, which is actually the place where Mahaprabhu appeared, Nimai appeared under the Neem tree. So he saw some light, and then he felt that this might be the appearance place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he did research in different books and then geographical books, and then yes, saying that this must be actually appearance place. And just to confirm, he called Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, because he knew if he's saying that this is the appearance place, everyone will accept. And so then he brought him there, and the servant, they brought him in a kind of big basket, carrying him on the shoulder, because he was 140 years old, and he could not walk, and he was in a very much bent form. They brought him there, and as soon as they put the big basket there, a wooden tokri, and then he jumped out and said, Haribol, 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 and confirming that this is actually the appearance place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then of course, he wrote Navadip Dham Mahatmya, the glories of Navadip, very beautiful description of the 9 islands there and different pastimes which occurred there, and even from before time, all the great personalities which came there, like all the acharyas of the 4 sampradayas, they came there, and before Mahaprabhu's appearance, but then of course, because Mahaprabhu is eternal, like Krishna, so then he manifested himself to them. Even Jayadeva Goswami was there, he wrote the Gita Govind there, the darshan of Mahaprabhu. Even the Pandavas, they were there. And they also saw Mahaprabhu. So many great personalities, even Shankaracharya. But then Mahaprabhu told him, you should not stay here. And don't preach your Mayavad philosophy here. You go somewhere else. He said, okay. Because he's a great devotee also. He wrote actually very beautiful stotram, Ganga Stotram. Shankaracharya, and beautiful verses glorifying Krishna. So he didn't preach the Mayavad philosophy in Navadvip, because Mahaprabhu told him, but everywhere else, of course also not in Braj. Krishna must have told him also, don't speak Mayavad philosophy here. So we are so much indebted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and for example, every day at Mangalati, we chant Vibhava Rishesha. which was written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Every day we chant Radha Madhava, morning and evening at least. Sometimes we have some program, we also chant Radha Madhava, because it is so beautiful description of Braj that was also written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then every day in the evening, we sing in Gaura Artik, Kiba Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandar. That is also by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we are so much indebted to him by his mercy, of course through Prabhupada's mercy. So we are able to make some advancement in our spiritual life. So we should pray to him, and today we'll have Pushpanjali also at 12:45 or 1:00, and some bhog offering, Pushpanjali and Artik to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so you can all come, and then will be wonderful prasadam feast honoring both Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Haridas Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki. So now we are also speaking a few words. Today there's fasting till noon time, honoring Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it is nice anyway to fast for Haridas Thakur also. And then we should chant more today, and we should hear more about these great personalities. So instead of taking Krishna Prasadam now, we will discuss about Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur, it is mentioned that he appeared in a Muslim family, but it is mentioned he had a very beautiful, handsome form. The Mahapurush Lakshana, the symptoms or characteristics of a pure devotee. And it is mentioned that usually they have a very beautiful, handsome body and tall, broad shoulders and long arms, broad forehead. So beautiful bodily features and a voice and a character. So these are the symptoms of a Mahapurush. So they were apparent there right from the beginning. So it is explained that so right from childhood he was devoted to worshipping the Lord. And he, of course, by the Lord's will, then he met some Vaishnavas also, and then he started chanting the holy names. Although he was born, he appeared in a Muslim family. And so before Mahaprabhu's appearance already, he chanted so many rounds. So the Maha Mantra was already known, but not to many people. But then after Mahaprabhu's appearance, then the Maha Mantra became well known, especially all over Bharat Bhumi. Present day India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, maybe even Pakistan or Nepal. So that was all included in Bharatvarsha. Actually before, many, many thousand years ago, there was only one desh, one varsha, one land, and that was Bharatvarsha. But then it became smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And now we have very small, to some extent, but still we should have the broader vision. And I tried to embrace Mahaprabhu and his teachings, and then try to spread Krishna consciousness and the glories of Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And then again in this way establish Bharat Bhumi, and then the glories of that holy land, and especially because of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So Haridas Thakur is explained. So it's a combined incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Brahma. Therefore sometimes he's known as Brahma Haridas. So, and of course, even he's there in Braj, as Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur has revealed in the purport to Brahma Samhita, that it was revealed to Lord Brahma that he's a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, maidservant as we know the Manjaris, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he may be there, but it is not revealed, his Swarup. But we should know that is there also in Gaurlila and Krishna Lila. So he was tested many times, a few times by the Lord's will, and by one time, as we know, Mai Devi herself was trying to break his vow of brahmacharya. He never got married, but he was fixed in chanting the holy name, so he was not disturbed. And one time, when Ramachandra Khan, an envious person, so he sent a prostitute trying to discredit Haridas Thakur. And actually, for your information, if you don't know, there's a drama tonight also at 7:15, just after the Gaurarti, about the life of Haridas Thakur in short. So you may attend that and be more absorbed in the wonderful pastime of Haridas Thakur. And then therefore the devotees are praying also to Haridas Thakur, so they may be able to chant nicely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that we may get Nam Ruchi, a taste for the holy name. And so we may be sometimes able to chant a little more than just 16 rounds. So if we pray to him, please Haridas Thakur, let me chant, let me double it to 32. By his mercy we can do it if we pray to him. Even if we want to chant maybe 1 lakh once in a blue moon, once in a while, then by his mercy we may be able to do also. His Namacharya, Mahaprabhu himself, he gave him this title, Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And it is mentioned Mahaprabhu came because of the calling of two personalities. One is Advaita Charya and the other one is Haridas Thakur. So they were contemporaries, they were almost the same age, much older. Then Advaita Charya was a little older, but he was also elder already then when Mahaprabhu appeared. So they were sometimes coming together. And it is mentioned both of them, they were praying for Mahaprabhu to appear. And because of the calling of Advaita Charya and Haridas Thakur, it is said, externally speaking, one point of view it is true, but then Svecha, by his own sweet will, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing. But so many coincidences were there. It was time for the incarnation of this age, the hidden incarnation to come, and then to establish the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. So many factors were there. And everything is included when the Supreme Lord is coming. Everything becomes most auspicious. All the planets are in proper position. The full moon is there. When Mahaprabhu is appearing, of course, even when Krishna is appearing, Rohini Nakshatra, Shubha Nakshatra is there. And so Haridas Thakur, so he was actually then empowered also. But he appeared before Mahaprabhu, and it is mentioned he even chanted 3 lakhs before that. And then he came, Mahaprabhu, and then he became, of course, then a devotee of Mahaprabhu. But he's an eternal associate of Mahaprabhu. Eternal associate of Krishna in Braj. But then the pastime is there, appearing in a Muslim family, like most of us here from the West, even maybe lower than Muslim Lecha family. But still, we have the opportunity to become pure devotees. And maybe some of, like even Prabhupada's disciple, some of them are from the West also, they're great personalities. Like Jayaprataka Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, so great personalities. Prabhupada himself said, Jayaprataka Maharaj, and eternal associates of Mahaprabhu. So it doesn't matter when one is taking birth, but we are all eternal sons of Krishna. And we have all the opportunity, although we are fallen. But by mercy of Mahaprabhu, Tapatit Pavana Hetu, Tavatar, he came to deliver the most fallen. So, and then by the mercy of the Goswamis, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and especially Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, so we have the golden opportunity to make rapid advancement and to become also pure devotees. But for that we have to be very serious and chant nicely, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. One time, Advaitacharya was doing his Shraddh Paksha is coming from tomorrow, for 2 weeks. Or the pious persons, even Vaishnavas, Yatha Shakti, if possible, if needed, they will do some offering to the forefathers. If the father is living on Purnima Tithi, which is tomorrow, they will offer on that day. If the father or mother left on Amavasya Tithi on that day, they will do some offering. So he was doing something for his forefathers. And then the offering to the deity is given to the most respectable person, Shraddhpatra. So then many brahmanas there were, they were all thinking, he will give to me. Brahmanas, many smart brahmanas, many times a little bit puffed up, some pride is there. But Haridas Thakur, most qualified and most humble. He was just sitting one place because he was friends with Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya knew he's a pure devotee. So he gave the Shraddhpatra, the offering, the main offering to the Lord, he gave to Haridas Thakur. He didn't care what the other brahmanas were thinking, and they were all saying, hoi hoi, he gave to this Muslim Haridas Thakur. And we are not getting, they were becoming upset. But because he was also empowered Advaitacharya, is non-different from Mahavishnu and Sadashiv. So empowered. So nobody could do anything or say anything. And then humbly he accepted and he took prasad and then of course, as we know, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, so even of course in Mayapur Navadvip they were together, Advaitacharya, Haridas Thakur, and one time he was beaten. Because he was always chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Even the smarta brahmanas, they were complaining to the Muslim man, this Haridas is chanting Hare Krishna whole day and night, and we cannot sleep. Because sometimes he was so much in ecstasy, he was chanting loudly. And even devotees doing kirtan, they were complaining. And then they told this Muslim man, you know, he's not the proper devotee following the Vedic injunction. You should tell him to stop chanting Hare Krishna. So they were telling him, you have to stop. And he said, never, I'd rather die, you can cut my body to pieces. And they were saying, okay, we'll beat you up. And they were beating him with some ropes, giving slashes on the back. And they dragged him in 22 marketplaces. Any other person would have died. But he was not, because he was protected by Mahaprabhu. And even at one point, they were praying to him, please die, otherwise they will kill us. And then he said, okay, and he just left his body. He was absorbed in trance, and then he was like lifeless. They put him in the river, Ganges River. And he thought, okay, he's dead. And then he was floating some time and he came back to consciousness, again chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And they could do nothing. And then they all glorified him. Anyway, he became very well known. And Mahaprabhu, when the first time he then showed that is the Supreme Lord in Shiva's Pandit's place, Shiva's Angam. He sat on the Vyasasam and he showed Mahabhava Prakash. As 21 hours he was sitting there and he was calling devotees, giving blessing, telling to everyone who they were also and about their life, just to show to them clearly that is the Supreme Lord, that is inside everyone's heart. Paramatma is his expansion. And then he told Haridas Thakur also. And he showed on his back. Like the one where they were beating Haridas Thakur, he hardly felt anything. Because Mahaprabhu was there. In Haridas Thakur, covering his body by his power. And therefore 2 marks were there on the back of Mahaprabhu, he showed. I was protecting you when they were beating you. See, on my back. And of course then all the devotees astonished and crying. So in this way he was so much blessed. Of course in turn, as I said, but to show that the Supreme Lord is always there protecting his devotees, blessing his devotees. And then when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, stayed in Puri, then Haridas Thakur also moved to Puri. But because he was born in Muslim family, and as we know in Jagannath Puri, only Pakka Hindus, born in Hindu families, they can go to Jagannath temple. Others cannot. But Mahaprabhu told him, you don't worry, you can stay near the temple and you just look at the chakra. That is none different. The chakra on top of the temple. Actually, when the chakra is established, when the deities are established, always they establish a chakra on top, which is no different from the Lord. And the priest is establishing the deity, which is there in the temple, in the chakra also. So for those who are not able to go maybe in the temple, a Jagannath temple, or for those who are just living a little far, and they may not be able to daily come to the temple, they can see the chakra. And they can remember the Lord. So you see the Lord. You see the chakra, you can see the Lord. And then he was so fortunate, he was not allowed in the temple to see Jagannath. But Jagannath himself came in the form of Mahaprabhu. He's not different from Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu daily came to see Haridas Thakur. Daily. So he was most fortunate. He didn't have to go to the temple. The Supreme Lord, Mahaprabhu, who is none different from Krishna, came to see daily Haridas Thakur. So fortunate, Haridas Thakur. And then, of course, at one point he came there, he was very old. Mahaprabhu came there to see him, and he was chanting very softly. And then Mahaprabhu was asking, what is the matter? And Haridas was saying, oh, I am disease condition. What is your disease? Oh, I cannot finish my rounds. If one is not able to chant his rounds, that is, he's in a disease condition. Even though he may be physically healthy. Of course, not 16 rounds. We're talking about 3 times 64. He was not able to do that. Maybe he was chanting 64 and 128, I don't know. But he was not able to chant 3 times 64. So then Mahaprabhu said, you're already old, you don't have to chant so much. Don't worry. And then he was saying, I have one desire. Yes, you please let me know, Mahaprabhu said. I want to leave this world before you're leaving. Because he also knew that Mahaprabhu will not stay so long. The pure devotees, their sarvagya, also they know everything. Three kalagya, they know past, present and future. By the Lord's desire. So I want to leave before you leave. And then of course he was smiling and he was tadastu, he was ready to give all blessings to him. And after a few days then the news came that he's not able to sit up even. Then Mahaprabhu came there. He took him on the lap and the devotees came also and they were all chanting the holy names. And then he was looking at the beautiful face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then he left this world. Hari Bol, Haridas Thakur Ki. And then all the devotees, they were chanting in ecstasy. And Mahaprabhu lifted the body of Haridas Thakur and dancing a little while. But then they were bringing the body to the ocean and bathing Haridas Thakur's body and then there next to the ocean, where the samadhi is there now, they were digging a hole and they're putting new cloth and some rope from the Jagannath rat and some cloth, and they were putting around the body of Haridas Thakur, and in this way then they were putting him in samadhi. And it is there, still there, the Haridas Thakur Samadhi. We can go there when we go to Puri. So, and then they were establishing a platform there and they're circumambulating. And then the next day, Mahaprabhu, so he was begging from all the shopkeepers some Jagannath Prasad in order to perform a Mahotsav, a great festival of celebrating the disappearance of Haridas Thakur. So the appearance and the disappearance of the pure devotees are celebrated as a festival. And as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for conclusion, was saying that he reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die. So the Vaishnavas are never dying. They are ever present. They are appearing and disappearing just like Krishna, just like the sun, to appear in another place, to spread the glories of the holy name. And even then, even after their disappearance, their words, they will be always remaining. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's words, they were recorded. He himself wrote them. So Bhaktivinoda Vani is there. The words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and they will be there for many, many thousands of years. Like the books of Srila Prabhupada. So as long as the Mahaprabhu movement will be there, the books of Prabhupada, the books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the books of these six Goswamis, they will be present there. And this way, the Vani of these great personalities, they will be there for our benefit. So we make some advancement in our spiritual life and attain perfection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.